Welcome, change agents. I am so glad that you're here. This is Cheryl Klein, and you're listening to the Fearless Female Leadership Podcast. So as a young person, I would go with my dad downtown, and he would have his clothes laundered. And whenever I would go with him to pick up his clothes, the woman who owned the laundromat would say, "Cecil, if you don't have a ticket, no wash. No ticket, no wash." And she meant it. And so one thing that I wanted to share today is that when it comes to having the visibility and impact and or funding, if you're trying to fund a company or if you're trying to push in this initiative through or have a raise or, you know, get better, what have you, it's very important to get comfortable with the uncomfortableness of making big asks. Because if we don't ask, we're not going to get. And it's been proven, and it was in the book that was, the book titled Women Don't Ask by Babcock and Leshever, that men are 4 times more likely to make an ask than women in a corporate environment or for funding. And so the good news is that if you feel like you've been holding back a little bit and maybe either not making an ask or your ask is not big enough, the good news is that you're absolutely not alone. The not so good news is that you could be at risk of losing upwards of, or the research shows, $1 million over the course of your career compared to our male counterparts. And if you own a company and you're looking for funding, then the stakes are even higher. So I want to make sure that you understand this very important concept of making a big ask, how to make peace with it, and also how to prepare your mindset and structure your communications around it. In past videos, if you've been with me for a while, and this also serves as a reminder, you're familiar with the eco mindset model, which is out of my Fearless Female Leadership journey, Enterprise journey, that's coming out very, very soon, which I'm excited about. But it's developing empathy for the other person. It's strategic empathy. In other words, ask yourself, have I sat in the other person's shoes? Developing curiosity. What is important? I am the other person. What is important? What stress am I under? What pressure am I under in my heart? What do I care about? Thinking through that as the other person, and also developing optimism. In other words, thinking, how do I want this situation to turn out? Because when you are making a big ask, if you are nervous, it is good. If you are uncomfortable, it is good, because it means that you're pushing your limits a little bit. But it's very important to spend your time in the space of optimism. How do I want to feel when this conversation's over? How do I want the other person to feel when the conversation's over? And then once you have prepared your mindset, what this will do will have you come in to two things. One is it takes the emphasis off you. So it should make you a little bit less nervous and a little bit more emotionally agile. And then the second thing is that you can focus on what you have control over, and you also are taking control, and you will sound like you care. And that is so, so very important, because people are more likely to do business with people that they like and that they feel like they're understood by. So the eco mindset model is very important for you, but it's very important also for the other person and developing that relationship with them. It's the pre-work before influence. Now, going into the conversations where you're going to make a big ask, what's vital, and it's all based on the Fearless Female Leadership Framework, and I will tell you from a high level what this is. One is get clear. Clarity is number one. What is your big ask? What is the ask that is uncomfortable, but you know in your heart that you must do, that is so vitally important for yourself, but also for the benefit of the person who you are asking? Then second, build confidence behind it. A lot of times when we're making a big ask, we practice all of the things that we're going to say, but we don't practice the ask. It is so vital to practice the ask, practice it in a world-class way. In other words, ad nauseum, way more than you think that you need to, because you will be perceived how 7% by your actual words. The rest, what's being perceived either consciously or subconsciously, is your tone of voice and your body gestures, your cadence, what have you. If you've been with me for a while, you will know this will not sound foreign to you, but what you're thinking will come out your mouth. So if you are not very confident in your ask, or if you're going to say, you know what, I'm just going to throw a Hail Mary, cross my fingers, and I don't think it's going to work out, but I'm going to try it. If that's your mindset, you might as well just not even bother, because it is not going to sound right. You want to proceed as if success is inevitable. Proceed as if you've already gotten the yes to your big ask, because what is in your mind will come out your mouth, and it's very difficult for someone else to be confident in you if you're not confident in yourself. And then thirdly, this is so, so important for influence. Again, this is one strategy on influence, and this topic is deep and broad, and we've done multi-day workshops on this, but here's one gold nugget for you. You want to be sure, and this is based on the research and some of the work that Chris Voss has done, who's a former FBI hostage negotiator and also who wrote Never Split the Difference. You want to make sure that you set up a no-oriented question to make your ask, because it gives the illusion of control. What you're doing is you're going to take two things. Now, this is my work. You want to do two things first. You want to understand what is most important to the other person, what's most important to them, and also a joint vision for both of you. And then you want to understand what the other person's highest sense of integrity is. Those two pieces of information are very vital, because it will make the other person feel cared for and understood, which we'll go into the research on that another day. But it is a human drive to feel cared for and understood, and this will lay the foundation to make a big ask. So once you understand what that is, you can now ask a no-oriented question that's based on these two things. So in other words, a no-oriented question starts off with, would it be out of the question? Would it be unreasonable? Would it be crazy? You know, something like that. And you would say that, and then you would start it off by the two things that are very important and to both of you, and also their highest sense of integrity. So it would be something like, based on your commitment to humanity and giving back, or based on your commitment to always doing what you say you're going to do and follow through, and our vision of growth in this area, would it be out of the question? And then you would make your ask. And so what you're doing is your ask is now going to be the solution to what's important to them, rather than you asking to get something from them. So again, this is a lot to digest in a very short period of time, but hopefully you will have these gold nuggets of wisdom that are tried and true, and they truly work, and they will help you to have the visibility and impact that you want and deserve. Now, for more, be sure to subscribe or be sure to reach out to me if I can help you or your team or your organization in any way. If you've enjoyed this episode, follow or subscribe to the Fearless Female Leadership Podcast with Cheryl Klein on whatever podcast platform you use. We'll let you know every time we release a new episode. And if you really enjoyed what you've heard so far, rate and review us too. That's one of the best ways that you can support us and make sure that this podcast keeps going. I also offer a significant library of free mental toughness and high performance videos, worksheets, tips, and other helpful content on my website at www.cherylkline.com. including a fearless female leadership checklist on how to prepare mentally and tactically for your next crucial conversation. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Cheryl Klein, and I look forward to having you back next time. And remember, you are only limited by what you think is possible. Cheering you on always.